The federal government uses scores of programs to give tens of billions of dollars a year to help rural America. But the USDA alone has more than a dozen definitions of rural, depending on the program. As Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, that can leave some very small towns out of the process.
Houston, Missouri is in the Ozarks, not far from the Arkansas border. It's a town of about 2,500, with a claim to fame of being the birthplace of famous clown Emmett Kelly and an annual festival named in his memory. Houston City Administrator Scott Avery was looking for ways to bring high-speed internet to town.
There's a federal grant that I was looking at with the broadband. There's a ton of federal grants. One of them defines rural as more than 100 miles from a metro area. Well, I'm less than 100 air miles from Springfield, so I don't qualify.
The Springfield, Missouri metro area has about 500,000 people. It's an hour and 40-minute drive from Houston on two-lane roads, but only 90 miles as the crow flies. So for that grant, this small town with a quarter of its residents under the poverty line wasn't rural enough. About an hour north in Rolla, Missouri, it's a different story.
I'm on the pedestrian overpass above Interstate 44 at one of the four exits into Rolla. Right ahead of me is Phelps Health. It's a big hospital with its own cancer center. Off to the left, Missouri S&T. It's a high-tech research institution with 6,000 students. But this town of 20,000, it's more than 100 miles away from Springfield and St. Louis. So according to that broadband grant, this is rural.
When I look at the city of Rolla, I don't think it meets the definition, any of the definitions, of rural.
Lou Magnitz is the mayor of Rolla. He spends a lot of time telling people about Rolla's big city-like amenities, its airport, numerous manufacturing plants, and high-tech sector. And while his city didn't apply for that particular broadband grant that Houston was shut out of, Magnitz doesn't shy away from grants intended to help small towns.
If a grant come down and it was tied to rural, I would probably self-justify it and by saying, you know, look, the Rolla and its periphery probably could meet that definition.
The definition of rural can take into account population, population density, distance from a big city, and even the percentage of people that travel into a metro area to work. But there's no single definition. That's what has some towns and counties frustrated. Having all those definitions isn't all bad, according to some rural advocates. Bonnie Prigge heads the Merrimack Regional Planning Commission, which works with eight counties in Missouri the commission calls rural. She says the multiple definitions can be frustrating, but if there was only one, some places would be cut out all the time.
You know, right now, with the different definitions, there might be other grants that we could look at that they could qualify for. And if we had one single definition, then there may not be a grant to address that issue.
That's cold comfort for Scott Avery. While he does apply for and gets grants targeted for rural America, he and his staff of two don't have the time to chase after opportunities, only to find his rural town isn't rural enough.
When we're looking at these communities and we're comparing them, one size doesn't fit all is true, but at the same time, why can't we make sure the systems are working everywhere?
Avery says instead of treating rural America as a place that can be defined by mileage and population rules, it should be defined by the communities that have similar problems and need help. That's the approach Ann Morrison-Smith takes. She works for the Missouri Department of Economic Development and says helping rural areas would be easier if they aren't treated like a monolith.
We find the fingerprint of each community and how it works and conducts itself to be so unique to itself. And our communities take such pride in that.
But changing the structure of economic development won't be easy, and neither will clarifying the definitions of what's rural and what's not. Former Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said he wanted a standard definition of rural in the 2018 Farm Bill, but that didn't make the final version. And that's just one federal agency with numerous definitions of what's small and remote enough to be called rural. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.